3 weeks after Election Day, the federal agency tasked with funding the White House transition, the General Services Administration, has declared Joe Biden the apparent winner. States are certifying results, and some national Republicans are calling for the Trump White House to accept the fact that Donald Trump lost. But millions of Americans remain unconvinced as President Trump continues to make unsubstantiated claims that the election was stolen from him. We checked in with two New Hampshire Republican voters on the election results and the road ahead. Dan Innes is a professor of marketing and hospitality management at the University of New Hampshire. Leah Walchko is an eighth-grade biology teacher in Manchester, New Hampshire. As you'll hear, both remain skeptical about the results.
You ask if things are rigged against Trump? Well, it looked to me like for 4.5 years, things have been rigged against Trump. So it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And there seems to be no depths to which they will sink.
Dan?
There is enough doubt that has been cast on the outcome of this election that I think it needs to be investigated. And if indeed there were no improprieties and Biden won the election fair and square, fine, so be it.
So if in December the electors decide that Biden did win the election, are you going to accept that result?
Well, I certainly will. I may not like the result, but I'll accept the result. But I need those electors to have all of the evidence, and we need all of this to play out properly so we can be sure it's the right result.
Is your confidence in American democracy shaken by what's going on?
Mine is, very much so. I try not to be a conspiracy theorist, but boy, when you string together all the events of the last 4 years and you bring it down to this point, it sure looks like there was a plan from the beginning. And when you see certain members of the Republican establishment going against the Republican president, it convinces me that the deep state is legitimate and real, and it does not want an outsider like Donald Trump in office. He was draining the swamp, and he would have continued to do so. And a lot of people like John Kasich and Mitt Romney are deep in that swamp, and they do not want to be removed.
I would guess that even people who don't agree with what both of you or either of you are saying today would agree that America is more divided than it has been, maybe ever, but certainly recently. And I'm wondering what you both think the way forward is from here.
I heard Barack Obama say that we appear to be living in separate realities, and we are.
Yeah.
We have separate visions of not where we should be, not only where we've come from. We literally do not have the same understanding of what reality is anymore. The Democrats don't hear what the Republicans are saying and don't want to. Republicans don't want to hear what the Democrats say anymore. And if we don't even have the same understanding of what actually is going on around us, maybe we should just leave each other alone, because I don't care to have any company with people that have called me the names and disparaged my character for 4 years in the way that it has happened with such vitriol, and then to act like, oh, time to heal.
Right. Well,
families have been destroyed over this, not because Donald Trump was president, but because people said, you are evil because you voted for him. You had bad motives. You don't care about anybody. You are wicked. And that type of thing isn't going to just heal. It's just not.
So when you say go your own separate ways, I'm still not sure what you mean by that.
You guys go stay on Facebook and we'll go on some other platform, because there is no town square anymore in any meaningful way. We don't have the local newspaper. We don't have downtown where people gather. We don't have the little congregational church where everybody could get together and have their piece and say it. We had a new one for a short time, and it was called social media, where everybody was supposed to be able to communicate with everybody else, but it was weaponized.
I tend to agree with that. I mean, as a gay Republican, I can't tell you how often I'm called names by the folks on the left who can't believe that as a gay man, I would support Republicans. Well, I do support Republicans because there's a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats right now that has grown wider. And it is this: the Democrats look to government for protection and for telling them what to do and how to live. And the Republicans say, no, 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 no. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for my safety and my success, as well as that of my family. And I don't want government telling me what to do. Joe Biden, to me, represents getting people to submit to the will of government. Donald Trump, to me, represents allowing us to live as free beings in control of our own destiny. To me, this is a fundamental and critical difference in philosophy that is not going to be resolved in the next 5 years.
Dan Ennis, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Leah Welchko, same to you.
Thank you, Robert. It's been great being with you.